You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on February 24, 2021, and is titled, Get Up and Walk. Grab your Bible, turn to Acts chapter 3, and let's join Steve in the message.
Hey, nice little old group tonight. Some of y'all are looking good, and some of y'all are good looking. There is a difference. See what I said? and he walks out. There you go. Man, it's good to have everybody tonight, and everybody's tuned in tonight. I think a lot of people tuned in tonight. For those of you that are listening tonight from Arizona, we're coming to Marana, Arizona, to the livestock auction barn there in Marana. It'll be 6:30 Monday night. So Robin and I are headed that way, and we'll have a meeting out there, and no telling what all we're going to get into when we get out there, and sharing some things, truths of the Bible, truths of being an American, and truths of living free. Living free is a big deal. How many of y'all believe in freedom? So how many of y'all are still enslaved to something? Somebody. See, that's, there you go. That's, we're gonna talk a little bit about that tonight in one or two aspects. But listen, here's the deal. And this is what I want you to hear in my little monologue while we're still letting people get in here, and we'll sing here in just a minute. But the whole idea of being a Christian is freedom. Jesus came to set you free from your sin that has held you captive, the things that want to occupy your mind, occupy your time, occupy your flesh, keep you distracted from the things that are right, good, holy, pure, and true. And so Jesus came to set us free from that. Hold on one second here. I'm going to make sure this thing, I am not a slave to this phone. How many of y'all are a slave to this phone? Not me. I just threw mine on the floor. I own my phone. My phone does not own me. You don't know how many times a day I got to explain that to somebody. I've been trying to call you 3 times. So I didn't answer. Here in a minute when I feel like talking to you, I'll answer. Right now I got other things to do. Well, that's just rude. No, it's not. This is my time, and if whatever God leads me to do in my time, and whatever time I don't feel led by God, then I'll just do what I want to. It's called freedom. And so when you're enslaved to things and somebody, and so how many of y'all are already starting to feel the squeeze? We've been squeezed now for 12 months now. For a year, we've been doing this COVID fiasco. And I'm done softening the verbiage. I mean, really, if you know, you can only lie to me for so many months in a row here, and then I'm finally just going to say, you know what? I'm drowning in this. Enough's enough. And so, here we've been doing this, and then now all of a sudden, how many of y'all already feeling the pinch at the gas pump? How many of y'all had that in your conversation this week? How many of y'all a little fearful of the outcome of your annual income here one of these days? How many of y'all have had your annual income completely depleted during all this by a pharaohistic spirit that's told you you can't assemble, you can't work, all in an effort to get you totally dependent? How many of y'all are enslaved to your religion that you think you need to be in a place at a certain time and a certain day, but you hadn't heard the Holy Spirit one time in your whole life, but you just know you got to be there because your religion and your indoctrination has enslaved you to that? I'm not telling you not to go to church. I'm just telling you to listen to God, because that's where the freedom is. You know, it doesn't work very good at a pastor's conference when you ask people, how many of y'all been so set free by Jesus that you don't feel guilty if you miss church? Huh? Yeah, I'm just saying. So when you talk about freedom, And so your verbiage and what you talk about during the day. How many of y'all know now that we have the opportunity that our daily conversations are going to be about the entrapment that's happening in our lives? How many of y'all know every day the things that kind of threaten your future and your freedom here as American citizens? So how many of y'all have let that be the forefront of your conversation? When I get done speaking to you tonight, God's going to give you another opportunity to look around and recognize what he's doing. To recognize what he's doing at your house. To recognize the presence and the kingdom and all the things that are now, that are here, that are upon us, within us. The things that we possess that God has called us to share with the rest of the world. You're going to hear me speak out of a scripture tonight that John and Peter look at a man and say, silver and gold we do not have, but what I have, I give you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, get up and walk. How many of y'all have looked somewhere besides what's within you to share with somebody else because you thought it's the right thing to do? Well, a lot of times it is. You'll hear me talk tonight. There's a difference between benevolence and welfare. You'll hear me talk about benevolence helps welfare and slaves. So, a lot of things to talk about tonight. But I want to encourage you every week that I hope your house is like ours, where God has been so on the spot, so spot on, so present, that you can't sneeze without knowing that he knows. You can't say something out of your mouth without it not happening just in minutes. We'll talk more about it later, but we've had a thing happen here in our fellowship in the last 24 hours that's amazing for our whole town, our whole area, and for everybody sitting in this room. God is still about his business, and he's the one who sets you free. He set you free from Pharaoh. He set you free from your religion. And he set you free from your sin and the curse of death. That's what he did. Let's pray. Lord, I just want to thank you tonight, Lord, for what you brought to us. You exposed your whole kingdom. You eliminated sin for those of us who have been washed in the blood and filled with the Spirit. Lord, you have brought us collectively together tonight to learn, to glean, the Lord, to find hope, find strength, find purpose, find direction. So tonight, Lord, we just want to hear from you. Give us a willing spirit, God, to sustain us. Let us not worry, fret, and wring our hands over the idiocies that seem to want to run our nation and run our lives, but open our eyes, Lord, to see you in the midst of all this. See the opportunity for revival in the midst of all this. See hope for the generations in the midst of all this because of you, Lord Jesus. We bless you tonight and ask you to bless this time. May it all be to your glory and the benefit of these people and everyone listening. We give you praise tonight, Jesus. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hey, one other thing as we get ready to get a couple songs up here and sing. We got water back there in the back. And so if you've showed up tonight and God's been tugging on you a little bit about getting baptized, we went in and left it up because it was cold last week. So we didn't expect anybody to do spur of the moment last week. If you didn't have dry clothes, you wasn't going to make it home. This week, we can dip and dry. Man, you're good. So if God pulls on your heart tonight that you're going to obey God in one of the most important things in your life, water baptism, immersion water baptism, then we got water, warm water, and it's been kind of purifying now for the last 7 days. It'll be good. So anyhow, let's sing a little bit. From that a little bit, I don't know how many of us really know how to praise the Lord. I don't know if we're just intimidated a little bit or. But I'm going to tell you something. This battlefield we've been called to now today It's a battlefield. It's a spiritual battle. Your battle is not against flesh and blood, but against force of evil, principalities of darkness. But it's carried out through the hands and minds and feet of mankind. Sons and daughters of Lucifer, those that are just straight godless, and some of them just ignorant. They don't know any better. And so we got battle on our hands. How do you fight that battle? First weapon is praise. Praise and prayer. Praise the Lord. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him in the evening. Praise Him in your rising up and your laying down. Praise Him in your coming in and going out. Begin to let the praise of the Lord be the meditations of your mind and the offering of your lips. Let the praise of the Lord come from within you. You see, I'm done playing church. I'm done training carnal people how to act like Christians. Hear that? We don't train carnal people to act like Christians. We encourage people to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ that you may be filled with the Spirit of God, that God be manifest in your life daily, hourly, minute by minute, the kingdom within you. You can't help it, because when you're wide awake or you're dead asleep, there's a spirit inside of you that cries out, Abba, Father. Tonight, we're going to have a good time in the Lord. God's going to do some things for each one of you tonight that want Him to. Some of you are going to have a chance to praise Him. Some of you are going to have a little chance here in a minute to testify about some things. And some of you are going to receive from God tonight things that you might not even thought was possible. If you're on the other side of that camera tonight, like so many of you are, I want you to pull your chair up real close. I want you to get up as close to that screen you're watching that you can smell Kingdom of God. I want you to grab the hand of somebody next to you, and I want you to sit and listen. Because God wants to clean up your house. He wants to clean up your porch. He wants to heal you. He wants you to get up and walk. He wants to save your soul, and He wants you to praise Him from the depths of your gut. And so we're going to talk about quite a few things, and we're going to do it real quick tonight, so we got plenty of time for you and God to do whatever it is you and God are going to do, and I'm just hoping I get in on some of it. So, in Acts chapter 3, I love this story. I'm going to go ahead and read it. I've got it memorized in my own version, but I want to read it to you from the Bible. But in chapter 3, you know, we've had the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The people of God have come together, as many as 3,000 saved in a day. This community is upside down. You can bet your one thing that this temple that they're walking to has been a house of momentary chaos also. Can you only imagine this, that you've been holding service in the temple now since Moby Dick was a minna. And you've had your rituals, and you've had your teaching, and you've had the grand poobah over here and all the henchmen over here, and you've got everything arranged in the temple as it should be. But now you've had this outpouring of the Holy Ghost in your town. Now you got some people that are just thinking weird. They're on fire for Jesus. The fire of God's in their belly. The power of God is leaking out of them everywhere. And this handful of people and this other multitude that just stand around watching, wondering what to do next, are turning everything topsy-turvy. And so John and Peter are headed to the temple. You reckon there was anybody inside the temple that said, God, I hope John and Peter don't show up today? Any of y'all ever been to a church like that? You know, one of them holy rollers show up and you just got the whole committee in the back going, oh God, I hope they stay quiet today. Or you go to church and they'll have 12 meetings to decide which guy gets to kick them out. Y'all ever been in on one of them? I'm just sitting around thinking about the temple and I thought, you know what? I bet they're just not all that crazy about John and Peter being there. So Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple. So they got this guy, and they lay him out there in the front of the temple. And so when you go into the temple, you know you're going to have to give your 10%. You know you're going to have to do all your religious duties. But if you got a couple nickels before you go in there, you can chunk a couple nickels at his head or give him what you're going to give him to do your good deed. Some people would do it, I imagine, because somebody was watching. Some people would do it because they had compassion and they didn't know what else to do for him. Here's a man who's enslaved to his situation. Here's a man who's enslaved to his situation. And the best they can do is lay him on the porch in front of the church. Huh. That's it. He's been like this since he was born. Did nobody go say, hey, have you had anybody lay hands on you? Do you know God does miracles? Do you know you can get up and walk? You reckon anybody told him that? But they didn't want to look at him. We don't want to look at the problem. We don't want to look at the things that take time and effort and money. It's not like that here. Do you know that Created with a Purpose, their baby bottle campaign that y'all participated in, had a hope of maybe acquiring $3,000 total out of all the baby bottles. Do you know that over $10,000 came out of this little batch? $10,000 to help them with mothers having a hard time. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag too bad, but one of these days you're going to wake up and this fellowship is going to host pretty much all the benevolence in our county. And it's coming. We set the stage yesterday. We'll see what God does. But we have an opportunity now to help a lot of people. And I'm going to tell you, you guys are going to have the opportunity of your life. But you know what we're going to offer? Because for kids in Child Protective Services, we're pretty good about getting them something at Christmas. We can get them a coat. We can get them a backpack. We can do all kinds of stuff. Every Saturday, if you're in need of groceries in this town, if you're on the list, you can get a sack of groceries, and a lot of people work real hard to make that happen. I don't know that we got anybody walking up, looking them in the face, and praying with them. I don't know that we got anybody that's got a section over here that says, silver and gold, we do not have. We gave you a sack of groceries. That's what got you over here. When's the last time you just grabbed somebody in need by the face? Said, look at me. Because what I got, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to give you. So you can get up and walk so you're not enslaved to your situation. You're not enslaved to your indoctrination. You're not enslaved to anything because God gave me freedom. And whom the Son sets free is truly free. He's free indeed. Let this guy lay there every week, every day. Everybody in town walked by, threw a little something at him, but they always left him laying there. Until there's always just a couple radical rednecks around here that just mess things up. And he says, who seeing Peter and John about to go in the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. Look at us. That really moves me because I've been praying for people, for praying with people for 25 years. I'll drive to your house. I'll do whatever. You know what my line is, and I never thought about it till today. Some of you have had me pray with you. One of the first things I'll tell you, look at me. Look at me. Don't bow your head. Don't shut your eyes. I want you to look at me. I'm going to talk to you because my God said I can open my mouth and speak the very words of God. Peter said, look at me. That guy been laying there. He didn't ever think there's a chance in heaven or Hades of ever getting up, walking out of that, in front of that temple. He said, look at me. Silver and gold I do not have. Listen to me, church. You think our religion ain't about the money? I don't even want you to think about how much we ask for. We don't ask here. But as a whole, Christianity in America, how much money is asked for. But besides that, I want you to think of how much money is given away without anybody. It's easy. It's easy. Walk by a beggar and take your billfold and throw it down on his face and you don't have to look at him. Don't look at him. Pretend like he ain't there. But your money made you feel okay. Don't look at him. Just put it down there and walk on. We've been doing that for since God invented earth. The moon was this big around and he just made dirt. And we don't want to look at it. Throw something at it. Don't look at it. I want you to think about that. How many dollars pass through all these buildings and all these ministries, yet nobody ever walks up and gets somebody by the face and says, look at me. I know Jesus, so look at me. Pretty quiet in here. But I'm telling you, if revival is going to come to this land, county by county and city by city and kitchen table by kitchen table, somebody that actually knows Jesus is going to have to get somebody by the face and say, look at me. He said, look at me. Silver and gold I don't have. But what I have, I give you. I want you to put yourself in Peter's place. How would you respond? How would you handle that? What do you have? Ask yourself right now, what do I have? Do I have a power to drive out a demon? Do I have the power to heal? Do I have a power to speak a word of knowledge? Do I have a power to encourage somebody to stand up and walk? What do I have? Or do I just merely have an idea of hell so I can tell some guy he needs to be saved because he's going to go to hell? This guy's already having help. His hell is on the front porch of the church. Hot dang, that's salty preaching. That's salty talk for a preacher. Oh, you should get in a truck. Sir, the record, I'm real normal. I mean, honestly, ain't you tired of everybody faking each other out? So what do you got to give? And can you give it to the next one that shows up on the front porch? Something to really think about. Listen to me. From a prophetic standpoint, from a guy who hears decent and obeys decent, this nation, your community, and your kitchen table were created for such a time as this. And we are absolutely, absolutely on the brink of the next awakening in this country. True revival that happens human to human. Human to human, not preacher to congregation. Human to human. If you so desire to participate. If you'd rather not, then it does not have to happen. This is not up to God. This is up to God and us. He'll respond to us if we'll respond to him. Simple as that. Do you have it within you to grab your neighbor by the hand and say, look at me. Let me tell you what I got, and you can have it.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, Get Up and Walk. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And you can tune in every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Mountain Time, to hear Steve on AM 1450 Cow Country. For Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.